A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is our crime mystery segment, and it's a, I guess not a crime, Neil, but it's a bit of a stretch to call it a crime. But we saw a famous rugby player, Israel Folau, who is perhaps Australia's best player at the moment, ahead of the Rugby World Cup, the first ever Rugby World Cup in Japan in September, being sacked by Rugby Australia. His career seems over after a independent panel backed Rugby Australia's intention to rip up his four-year, $4 million contract following the player's controversial social media post, which said, "Hell awaits drunks, homosexuals, adulterers and others." Luckily, he didn't put you or I on that list.
No, but I'm almost on it because, as you say there, he actually put up, as you say correctly, on an Instagram account of his last month, "Drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, thieves, atheists and idolaters. Hell awaits you." He has named every one of my family in that list. My family falls into one of those categories. So, as you rightly say, Israel Folau, I mean, for those who are not familiar, it wouldn't be a stretch to say he is the David Beckham of Australian rugby.
Oh, yeah, he's incredible. I mean, Australian rugby is at a bit of a low point at the moment, and I'm an ex-rugby player, as you know. We have a pretty ordinary team, but he's a standout player. He's a world-class player.
Internationally, yeah. Internationally, he would be right up there as one of the greats currently in world
rugby. But like Jonah Loma, really, as far as his size and his speed and the way he can just destroy opponents.
Yeah, he's a huge guy. He's a fullback. He's a big guy. He's 30 now, so he's been around. I mean, even when I was in Australia, he was a big name. He was up and coming.
So, and he played Australian rules football and he played rugby league, right?
He's played all the codes pretty much and done reasonably well. But he's a major rugby union star, as you rightly say, ahead of the World Cup. Now, this gets into a much bigger issue because about where does the responsibility lie when it comes to being a major sportsman. Mm. His defence was, and others, and bear in mind, this very, very, let's be honest, intolerant, homophobic tweet had 52,000 likes, including very prominent sportsmen, including a chap called Gary Ablett, which will mean nothing to anybody in Singapore, but he's a very famous Aussie rules player.
Yep.
So he got into trouble for liking the tweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's also quite a fundamental Christian, and he's not the only one who's liked it.
It's very polarising, and today is an election day, of course, in Australia, so it is timely with a very much a stronger right-wing element backed by the fundamental Christians in Australia that's gathering pace as far as its influence. And people are saying, is this his right, is Israel Folau's right, to really say what he believes, freedom of speech, or is he an employee of Rugby Australia who has to follow the rules of his company?
Well, I think there's two answers to that. Freedom of speech comes with responsibility. I champion freedom of speech. I have done all my life. I have done in my books and columns. But, you know, to quote Spider-Man, with great power comes responsibility. So, of course, you have a responsibility in what you say. I am free to spread hate speech, but I am also free to be punished accordingly, if that makes sense.
Right.
There are certain things I cannot say. There are certain things I cannot say about people's religions, sexuality in Singapore. And I support that.
Yeah.
I support freedom of speech, but equally I support the responsibility that comes with freedom of speech.
Mm.
So he can't have his cake and eat it. And the second thing is, the reason he's paid so much money is because he is such a powerful, influential role model. So again, you can't have your cake and eat it. He's got millions of followers. He is paid, I think it was $4 or $5 million by Rugby Australia.
Yep.
And it's a different situation, Jason, as you know, because Australian sports is different to other countries where, because it's not as big as, say, English Premier League.
Yep.
English Premier League, you're paid by a private company, in effect.
Mm.
You're paid by Manchester City, Manchester United. But in Australia, cricket and rugby, you're paid, in effect, by the sport, right? Rugby Australia pays him through their sponsors and advertisers and so on. So it's a very different dynamic. So it would be the equivalent of Raheem Sterling, who has been a terrific example of someone who's used their Instagram in a positive way to champion anti-racial messages. He would be fired or sacked or disciplined by Manchester City. And no one would have a problem with that because that's his employer.
Yeah.
But in Australia, rugby itself has fired Israel Folau because they pay him.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with that. Look, if we say right now on Money FM something ridiculous, SPH will say, "Thank you very much, on your bike."
Of course.
That's
it's
how
the same
it works.
Thing, yeah. Like, he is a public figure. He's an employee of Rugby Australia. And the reason he's paid $4 million, whatever it is, per year, is because he has agreed, he signed to, you know, be part of their ethics and, you know, their practices and do this and that, turn up for work and you know, be at the training and do public appearances. And part of that responsibility, Neil, is not bashing any member of the population, because these are potentially members of their fan base, and this is going to affect revenue in commercial takings.
And it goes deeper than that. Whatever your personal views are, you know, listening out there, and we respect them all, the fact remains that Rugby Australia is a foundation member of Pride in Sport Index. They are a supporter of this program in Australia, which is set up to help sporting organisations with the inclusion of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex community. So he is literally going against a program that Rugby Australia supports.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Yeah, look, if he wants to play for an amateur club and make these views, that's all fine, because that's his right as an individual. But if he is part of a bigger thing like the national team, we respect everyone's views, and you know, anyone's view is relevant because it's their view. But if you are an employee and you are working for a company that is trying to get revenue from commercial ventures, you've got to toe the line.
And also, you're coming back to the key fundamental point. He's in a position of power. So if he wants to say that amongst friends in a bar, that's his business. But if he says it to hundreds of thousands of followers, many of whom, 52,000, have liked that, and many of whom have then subsequently seen that as a legitimization for them to go out and attack people. So as a result of his posts, people have suffered. People have been abused. People have been criticized. There's been gay bashing. There's been gay attacks, verbal attacks in Australia, as a result of Israel Folau's post. So I come back to my Spider-Man point, because it is valid. With that great power comes great responsibility. He would know that when he comments like that, he basically gives a free rein to all of the ignorant homophobes, intolerant types who follow him on social media. And sure enough, there's been a whole wave, whole wave of anti-gay attacks as a result of his post.
Yeah, words have power. Let's give him the final word, though. He said he'd like to thank everyone, Israel Folau, for those who defended his right to share his beliefs, but he believed that he had the right to express his views because it was God's word. He says, upholding my religious beliefs should not prevent my ability to work or play for my club and country. So Israel Folau will sit out most likely the upcoming Rugby World Cup in Japan after being sacked by Rugby Australia.